Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Gavin Hester, who is a former student of mine from Missouri State University, who's now in graduate school at Colorado State University in the Department of Physics. Thanks for stopping by, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Gavin, so you went to grad school directly out of Missouri State after you'd been here for several years, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about what your experience of grad school has been like in the context of coming out of the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science here at Missouri State.
Yeah, so really the physics department here was a really good setup for going to graduate school at Colorado State. I had smaller class sizes, and that really kind of allowed me to get a good physics base so that I can continue my education at Colorado State and, you know, learn all the physics I needed for my research, which is completely unrelated to what I did here. But I feel like Missouri State really gave me a good base, and the small class sizes really help with that. In addition, since there is research here, I was able to get in a research program with Professor Mitra, and that kind of led to multiple summer internships that really strengthened my graduate school application and allowed me to get into graduate school to do the awesome work that I do now.
Great. And so what kind of awesome work is that? Just give a very broad description. I think it's magnetism at some level. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so very broadly, we look at magnetism. More specifically, we look at magnetism in materials. So not necessarily the fridge magnet, where it's a ferromagnet, but we look at magnets where exotic things happen. So we actually try to make them never become fully magnetic as we cool them down. And this kind of has applications to quantum computing, because if you kind of prevent them from becoming an ordered magnet as you cool down, quantum mechanics takes over. The goal is that we can find a magnetic material that will be useful for quantum computing in the future.
Now, the courses you took at Colorado State to begin with, did they prep you for that, or was it a more general background in physics?
Yeah, it was more of a general background. It's kind of essentially redoing what you did in your undergraduate, but at a more rigorous and in-depth level. So you take all the normal classes over again, like classical mechanics, electromagnetism, etc.
So now you're out there and you're trying to make materials. So talk a little bit about what your process is. You have to make the materials and then you have to test them. Talk a little bit about making the materials.
Yeah, so we try to grow single crystals. So there are numerous ways to do that. But I kind of like the analogy of Lego blocks. It's very easy to make a jumbled box of Lego blocks, but then you kind of want to stack them up coherently and together until you get a large single crystal. And that makes us able to look at how the physics varies depending upon the direction of the crystal.
Right. And so that requires a lot of technique, a lot of experimental technique. Some of that you already played around with when you were here at Missouri State. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So I did neutron scattering as a lot of my undergraduate research. And that's really the focus of what I do in graduate school for my research.
Perfect, because now we can talk about that. So you have a sample made, and talk about an actual experiment you're going to do or that you've done. You go somewhere else to do this experiment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we go to the spallation neutron source at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee a lot. We get a very focused beam of neutrons that is pulsed there. And then what we do is we send the neutrons towards our sample. They hit our sample, and we can measure the angle that they came in at, the angle they go out at, and if they transferred any energy to our system. And through that, we can kind of understand how the material is interacting. So, magnetic moment to magnetic moment, and then also understand what the lattice looks like as well.
So a lot of people might not understand what really has to be done here. You can't just do this at room temperature. This is in a magnetic field. It's inside a vacuum chamber of some kind, and you're cooling it down. How low must you cool it to make this thing happen?
Yeah, so we go to 50 millikelvin, which is about negative 460 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. And so this is not a trivial experiment to do. If you were able to get this to work, you talked a little bit about quantum computing. Is there a possibility then this would become a solid state system that could conceivably act as a qubit in a future quantum computer? Is that the goal?
Yeah, that's exactly the goal. You would need the very cold temperatures, but the benefit of using a solid state system is that it's kind of prevented from the system being collapsed by outside interference, a little more rigid compared to a lot of the techniques people are looking at now.
So just out of curiosity, are you looking to be in in academics after you get done, do you think? Because it's another couple of years. Or are you looking for a job in industry? What do you think? There's a lot more industrial jobs in quantum computing now.
I think I'd like to end up in academics. Ideally have my own research lab and continue on using neutron scattering as a technique.
Well, it's been very nice to have you here. Gavin, you're going to give a talk later today in our own department. And so thanks very much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.